Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Guns and Gadgets, the premier source for Second Amendment news. I'm going to bring you a high-profile case that was just delayed because of a Second Amendment case that has already been heard by the Supreme Court, and we should have the results of this case. The ruling should come down in the next 5 weeks at most. And, of course, I'm referring to the Rahimi case, and I want you guys and gals to contemplate this, and I really, really want to hear from you because I've brought you a few cases that are depending on the results of the Rahimi case at the Supreme Court. And before I do, I want to thank the sponsor of the channel today, and that is TriStar Trading. They have a bunch of phenomenal shirts, the softest in the game, some of the best designs you've ever seen. This is one of my favorites. You've seen me wear it for a while, and I am a proud member of a government watch list. I hope you are too. So link is down below. Check them out. And they have a sale going on if you catch this in time. Check them out. Thanks to TriStar Trading. They're awesome. All right. So this case, if you're a sports fan, you'll know this name. If you're not, it doesn't matter because it's still a high profile case where a celebrity named Rajon Rondo, former basketball star at Kentucky, as well as the Boston Celtics and a few other teams. Well, early this year, in January, he got into a jam with the police, and he's saying that whatever the cops did is unconstitutional because it violated his Second Amendment. I'm going to read you something real quick, because I'm on location in Nashville. I don't have my usual setup, so you'll have to deal with me here. But this happened in Jackson Superior Court, and the judge is Amy Marie Travis. She postponed Rajon Rondo's trial until August 1st, and there was no pushback on either side. The defense and the prosecution agreed because whatever the Supreme Court says in this Rahimi case is going to shape not only this case, but several others that are being paused for that. Now, the Rahimi case, if you don't remember, Rahimi was a bad dude, wasn't a phenomenal cat, and a lot of people are hung up on that because he's not a perfect candidate to have unconstitutional federal gun control overturned. But basically, it comes down to this. Do you lose your Second Amendment right because of a domestic violence restraining order, a civil domestic violence restraining order? Judges will rubber stamp those. They will be issued without any proof, just people talking, just allegations. So sometimes, this might shock you, that's not true, that what people say. And they just get those domestic violence restraining orders as a tool. I happen to know a couple attorneys that are divorce attorneys that is one of their tools, their MO. So keep that in mind. And of course, obviously, people do need them. But listen to this case. Rajon Rondo was stopped for a traffic violation in Jackson County on January 28th after a caller reported a black 2022 Tesla weaving in and out of traffic, driving more than 100 miles per hour on Interstate 65 South. Rondo did not have a license plate, and when pulled over, a trooper smelled marijuana, leading to a search where he found a loaded 9mm handgun, some drug paraphernalia as well. The 9mm, like I said, was loaded, which prompted the troopers to handcuff Rondo for scene safety. And Rondo, at the time, was not supposed to have a firearm because he had a no-contact order against him by a court. There was also a juvenile in Rondo's car that was released to a family member. All of these charges are misdemeanors. They are not felonies. Misdemeanors. And we typically don't lose constitutional rights in this country until you're found guilty by a jury of your peers for felonies. And Patrick Wren, who is Rajon Rondo's attorney, he filed a motion arguing that the gun charge is unconstitutional and the Second Amendment protects Rondo's right to keep and bear arms. And I'm going to ask you guys and gals, what do you think about this? I personally think that no new law, and new, when you're looking at how old this country is, stretches for decades, okay, because that's newer, no law can violate your constitutional right. We do not get our rights from government. The government can't take them away unless they prove, beyond reasonable, you know, without any serious questions, okay? Beyond reasonable doubt that you actually did what you did, and you're so dangerous that they can't let you have your rights, I guess, or restrict your rights and throw you in a cage. But then if you have you've been released back into society, you've done your time, you've paid your debt to society, you should get the rights of every man and woman walking in this country as a citizen, because there are rights. So I understand the pushback that people will have. There will be people in the comments on both sides of the issue here, and I value your opinions, and I want to read them. I really, really do. Because in a couple short weeks, the Second Amendment realm is going to be turned on its head one way or another. This Rahimi case is either going to say, you know what, you can't take away people's rights because of a piece of paper that a judge issued over a phone call in being extra safe. Let's just cast this large net to try to keep people, quote unquote, safe with a piece of paper. I don't think that you should lose your Second Amendment rights for that. I never have thought that, because there'll be people in the comments, once a cop, always a cop, and blah, blah, blah. I never thought that somebody should lose their rights on a restraining order, because I've been in court when people have been, you know, asking clerks for them, you know, and sometimes the cases are legit, and sometimes, I mean, you can see right through them, but that's neither here or there. Let me know what you think down below. Leave a comment on this, please. Like the video and subscribe to the channel if you want to stay in the know. When this decision drops, I will bring it to you. This is a huge decision that the Supreme Court is about to drop in the Second Amendment community. Let me know what you think down below. Have a phenomenal day. God bless you. Take care. You are your own first responder, y'all. Don't ever depend on the government, because there's nothing that they've ever put their hands on where they've actually made it better. Take care.